T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me.
Imagine being able to sing like this. Like, imagine just, like, having this as your, like, God-given pipes, like, your voice. Like, can you imagine?
She can wail.
Wow.
I mean, this is power. I get chills.
I mean, look at that.
I mean, it's like every other... Every other note gives you chills.
It's amazing. Shout out to Aretha. Happy birthday. Heavenly birthday, as they say.
I like that.
I like seeing Joe Wechter get into it back there. It's good. Yeah, what a voice. And you can win tickets to come to a Phillies game with us based on Aretha. Who or what doesn't get enough respect? A lot of great stuff today. Joe Wechter crushing it on the music. Well done, Joe Wechter. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. Mentioned before the break, we have not mentioned Shohei Ohtani's name yet, and that is a bad job by me. I will take the L on that one. But, John, you might not know this. I don't know if everybody knows this, but we're going to get some sort of answers today, we think, even if they are deflections or whatever. But Shohei Ohtani will address the media today. He will speak publicly for the first time since the allegations, the investigation beginning. Obviously, there wasn't too much change over the weekend outside of, they report that they spoke to the translator or the, interpreter. And he basically, took all the heat on him. You know, it seemed from what leaked, but, you know, not much past that other than the investigation. They're looking into it. What's going to happen with the most important player in the sport? He's going to speak today, John. So that is
is
fascinating.
So momentous, so weighty. Shohei doesn't talk often with reporters, and then of course there is the language gap on top of it. He has not spoken publicly since his interpreter was fired. So this is now,
it's a big deal,
really huge.
You know what's going to be interesting to see, because I think it's going to happen, because one of the things that came out was the interpreter wasn't always kind of giving exactly what Shohei was saying. Was some kind, I know there's going to be independent interpreters who are going to be paying attention to what the questions are coming from.
That's a really good point. Yep.
You know, the questions that are
asked. They can't mess around.
There's no messing around now.
Look, if nothing else, there will be people who speak Japanese listening who will be like, no, he didn't say that. No, in
pretty
hindsight.
Sure there's plenty in the California market.
I think there's a few in the world will be paying attention to this. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. That isn't – it's something you always wonder, right? You see an interpreter wherever, you're like, is it the exact same? You know, what is it, you know? But, like, you assume, you hope that it's above board.
I assume there will be independent ones.
Yeah, I think that this one will be, I agree, will be as scrutinized as this will ever be. So, it's going to be fascinating. I think the entire sports world just interested to see what he has to say. So, later today, obviously, I'm sure we'll react to that tomorrow. But if you want to talk Ohtani, your theories, your thoughts on it, I've seen so many theories and thoughts going
out. None of them good.
No. So few, yeah. No real way to spin it good. No. But if you want to chime in on that, 215-592-9494. Time Zero is coming up in about 40 minutes. Let's take some calls until then. Let's go to Manny and talk to our guy John. What up, buddy?
What up, dude? Yeah. First and foremost, the Ohtani thing, like, I think obviously something's fishy there, but you know what? There's just so many people that are probably insulating him from actually the wrongdoing that I would be stunned if he actually goes down for this. But I also was positive that Aaron Hernandez was going to walk, and he's, you know, we all know what happened there. So, like, you never know what some of these things can pop out, or we don't know how damning the evidence is. But
well, that's what it comes down to, John. It's I agree with you. My gut feeling is always in these situations, and with Ohtani is like, oh, he won't, like, they'll figure out a way for him to slide by without getting in trouble for this. But, like, if he committed, like, real deal crimes, you know, with illegal wire transfers and stuff, like, I don't know. You know, it's what kind of evidence can they find, and what kind of evidence are they able to suppress, you know, really?
There's one thing I haven't really heard anybody say, because everyone keeps being like, oh, it's either this or this. Like, he could be getting sabotaged here. I mean, like, a lot of people, like, I know a lot of people didn't like that deferred contract thing. Maybe people don't want that to keep happening. Maybe people just don't want him to be the greatest player of all time. I don't know. Like, there was a lot of people that wanted him maybe to sign with their team, and he didn't. So it's very convenient that the story even comes out the first day of the season when some of these things go back to 2021. So the whole thing stinks. But here's the thing. Here's the real reason I'm calling, ready? The New York Yankees just set their fist harder with that new kid from the minors, that Louis Gill, whatever his name is. So they're out on Montgomery most likely. Taijuan Walker, he had a bad attitude anyway, but now he's out on the IL. Make the deal. Sign Jordan Montgomery today. Go to a six-man rotation when Walker's back. Win the division and win the World Series. Love the host job. Keep being up, man. Love you.
All right, you're the best, Johnny. Look at that. Mic drop. And I think, philosophically speaking, you know, he's right. This team is squarely in a win the World Series mantra, you know, moment, whatever you want to say. Like, you know, I understand the playing it smart and this and that, but when you're talking about not having to give up prospects, not having to damage the future of your organization outside of, you know, going above a certain number of a tax structure in a year, like, you know, I can't really make a logical argument to not sign the guy. Outside of money. That's it. It's the only argument. And now, you could have said before, Taijuan, we paid him. Like, let's see what happens, whatever. Like, with Taijuan going down, like, it is hard to come up with a logical, you know, you could say wait till the deadline, but you're giving pieces away then. You know, you have to trade something for that. Like, it just is one of those, you said before, the fates lining. It just feels like it makes so much sense for them to just sign this freaking guy and go.
It's his throwing arm. I understand it's... what, $72 million
with Taijuan you're talking
you've
about. Yeah.
Gifted him with. Yeah, and it doesn't feel like he's ever going to make that worth it. But, man, we need – this team is so good. This team is so solid in so many spots. Like, you can't let this slip up. Like, this was a mistake. This is a Dombrowski mistake. The Taijuan Walker, it doesn't feel the way these other signings do. Like, I feel good moving forward. I feel good. It feels like Dombrowski always has a plan B, plan C, plan D, backups, supporting backups. Well, right now, you've got this unique situation with Jordan just sitting there. Like, this is not normal that he's available right now. And it's cosmic that the fates have allowed that we could go get this guy so late in this process. It's just... It makes too much sense not to. It must happen.
Let's go to King of Prussia and talk to Sean. What up, pal?
Yo, what's up, James? How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, James, I was thinking about changing my name to Wilson, so when you got to me from King of Prussia...
Wilson!
Yeah. King of Prussia! Inside joke.
That's a fish joke that no one else is going to get, but I appreciate it, John. Well done. Nice. Well done.
But also with Jordan Montgomery, John, he's just sitting there, and we were going to spend how much we offered Yamamoto, like $300 plus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, have we given that money to anybody else yet since?
No.
So it's no.
But I mean,
we would have noted that.
Yeah. It was there. You know, they value him differently, clearly. But yeah, you've got the money to spend, and we've got an owner who is committed to, I mean,
to winning
championships, plural. He wants championships, plural, and he spends that way.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good
thing.
And
hey, James, I wanted to ask you. I don't really remember when Ohtani was coming over from Japan. Where was who were the favorites? Was it like the Yankees and the Red Sox? Were the Angels on the radar?
No, that's a great question. I don't remember the actual odds, but the Angels were a surprise, like as far as it goes. I love where you're going. No, you're saying from the jump, dude was killing.
I don't know.
I mean, I think that's more likely than someone like sabotaging him.
It's
an
interesting thought. Yeah,
and you know, people say this bookie. No bookie's going to give somebody.
Well, that's the thing. Yes,
dollars.
You're
not
giving not any
is
random.
Ohtani.
Yeah, not any random person's getting $4.5 million in credit. That Ohtani.
Well, he's not a random person. He's
I agree. I'm saying that either Ohtani or the connection to Ohtani is the only reason you're getting that sort of line of credit.
Exactly.
I totally agree with you.
I'm going to get my money regardless.
But it is possible that knowing the interpreter was so close to Ohtani without Ohtani being involved is why he got the line of credit. But
yeah, maybe it came to the point where the guy's like, you know, I want my money, and the guy's he can't pay it off, so it comes time to get Shohei involved and to keep it under wraps.
Yeah,
it's $4.5 million.
It's a wild story, man. It's such a wild story.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but, Sean. All right, you got a who or what has doesn't get enough respect?
I do, and you know it's kind of heavy. It breaks my heart, but I think veterans don't get enough respect.
That is a great answer.
literally put their lives on the line. So me and you can have this conversation right here. And you know, I get off the phone, I'm going to hit the next corner, and there's going to be somebody in their camos asking for money because they don't have a house. You know,
Sean, that's a great answer. That's a definite potential winning answer there. 215-592-9494. Let's keep it rolling on the phones. Let's go to stay in King of Prussia and talk to our buddy Mike. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, my friends.
What's up, Mike?
I got a good answer. That guy gave a great answer, but I have a good answer for the question of the day. But I'm going to join you on Wednesday. I've cleared my schedule. My wife died of breast cancer back in 2001. I raised over $5,000 to do golf outings, but I'm going to join you Wednesday girlfriend's got me pinned down.
Well, that's great, Mike. Oh, we appreciate that. And Wednesday is, of course, for those who don't know, we will be at Villanova for the free throw frenzy,
yes.
The exciting action.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Quick will be there, and Scott Fransky, and N'Kobe Dean, and Lionel Simmons, and Harold Jensen, and Mike Friesewick, and all kinds of awesome stuff. Free throws, half court shot, the whole thing, and to the point Mike made, donations. It is all to help support Coaches Versus Cancer, of course, the great charity in Philadelphia here. So to Mike's point there, so if you do get a chance to either just donate or to come out and hang out, it's all for a great cause. All right, Mike, what do you got?
This Ohtani thing, when this all comes out, when the truth comes out, they're all involved, okay? This interpreter's become the fall guy. There's no way one man loses $4.5 million. You know what I'm saying? And so when it all comes out, you got the accountant, you got his attorney, you got his interpreter, you got himself. Unless he's the Charles Barkley or Michael Jordan of gambling, there's just no way. You know what I mean?
I think it is highly unlikely that Shohei had no idea of it all, that he was like robbed from or whatever. I think that is highly unlikely. Now, could it be as simple as he was just helping his buddy out? Yeah, I think that's
possible. I believe that 100%.
I think it's certainly possible. Yeah. But to your point, Mike, I find it hard to believe that Shohei had no idea about any of this and just found out about it when this all happened. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Mike.
Well, these Eagles changes, I hope they improve the defense. I think they have 4 quarterbacks in camp. I think that's a good idea. My dreams with Mr. Lurie, when I had a suite, he was all class. He sent his driver down to meet me and make sure I was happy with my suite. But a great show this morning.
Thanks, Mike. You want to give us an answer for who or what doesn't get enough respect?
I mean, that guy's last answer was very good, but I'm going to say half the country doesn't respect him. Donald Trump.
Well, sure. 215-592-9494. I think that's more of a volatile answer than veterans. I think we're all more on the same page on that one. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident? Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
Ava dropping in with that. That was strong
her
work. That's old school right there.
Super tight with them. Yeah, for many years.
Shaz Big Daddy also feels like we're, back a couple years ago in the mornings. It sounded more familiar. I love it. Shout out to Ava. We love Ava. All right, John, where did people come down today? Our question, obviously one of the main questions of the day, in light of Taiwan Walker's injury, do the Phillies need the operative word, to sign Jordan Montgomery, AESB? No. How do you think the results came out in the vote today?
79% say yes.
Are you kidding?
We need to sign.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He did it again?
It's 79%.
No way.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
Dude, are you serious? 79? Lucky. Like, what are you talking about?
That's insane.
How do you just pull 79 out of your ass?
Not like 78 or 80.
It's 79. Boom. That's the right number.
Well, that's like.
What are you talking? Don't diminish this. Oh, you know what? No, that's insane.
That is really lucky.
I would have guessed like 87 or 90. Like, who's saying no to Jordan Montgomery? 79.
Start yelling Vinny Vidi Vici.
I know.
Or something like that.
Way more impressive than knowing some sports trivia. Anyone could do that. You're like freaking Nostradamus over here.
Truly just a guess.
That's good. It's 79%.
An educated guess.
Yeah, well, clearly. Well done there. All right.
Thanks.
Really good job.
I feel good about it.
You should. Yeah, that was impressive. All right. Speaking of Jordan Montgomery, we played this earlier in the show, but I think it's interesting to react to. Dave Dombrowski spoke to us 6 days ago. So prior to the Taiwan Walker injury, we were in Clearwater last Tuesday meeting with Dave, and obviously the injury had not happened yet. So, his answer is not relating to the Taiwan Walker injury, but had an interesting answer talking about how they feel about the rotation in light of Jordan Montgomery being out there. Here's what Dave said to us 6 days ago.
I've heard you talk about saving the powder a little bit, but we got the news. Blake Snell has signed. Jordan Montgomery is still out there. The rotation looks set, but what would it take for you to consider pulling the trigger on a Jordan Montgomery?
Well, I think we're really comfortable where we are right now. It's just a situation. I mean, as great an ownership group we have led by John Middleton, and he will give you about anything that you ask.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have to realize there's some fiscal responsibility when you're in my spot. So you want to try to put them in not too difficult a position. And when you look at where we are and what we've tried to do, the reality is our, that's why when I say our starting pitch, and if it stays healthy, it's really good. And we like Spencer Turnbull. He's been out there now. He's healthy. He's coming back. He was a good big league pitcher, so he gives us some depth there. Mm-hmm. We signed some other depth guys that if we need somebody to come up and pitch a game out of the bullpen, that will be good. And we do have a young developing starter like a Mick Abel, who's, I don't think, very far away, actually. He's really coming on.
So, interesting stuff. The Mick Abel thing, interesting. I'm happy you mentioned him, but I don't think we're counting on Mick right this second. Turnbull, he acknowledges. That's why he's here, right? Makes sense. We brought him in. We like him.
Turnbull is designed to be the long reliever.
Or the sixth guy if you need a spot start. If, you've got a double, there's a rain out and you got a double header. Oh, who's going to start the other game to keep guys on? Oh, Turnbull, bring him up. Like, you need those guys. Like, those guys are versatile. Oh. They give you, that's how Christopher Sanchez became Christopher Sanchez, by being that guy and then pitching well and getting more opportunities and eventually becoming part of the rotation. So it is an important role, but, he says if it stays healthy in there, it hasn't. And, it's one thing to have a guy for spot starts or as your sixth starter. It's another thing when he is starting the season in the rotation. And Jordan Montgomery is just sitting there, and all it takes is money. It does feel like a spot for the Phillies to just, whatever we were thinking, kind of throw that out the window. Like, go get Jordan Montgomery and let's roll. Like, that's what it feels like is the right move for this team.
It's doable. It's
and
right
all
there.
It costs is money. 215-592-9494.
And it's not our money.
Yeah, well, that's true. But to the point in that cut, you heard it too. Like, no matter what happens, John Middleton, thank you. You're awesome. Like, you have spent so much money and you've been very, and to the point John was making before, John Ritchie, not Middleton, about, he is competitive and he does want to win. He talks about wanting to win. He puts his money where his mouth is. All the respect in the world. But I do think this is a unique spot where, I think it makes sense to spend just a little bit more money on this season and go get Montgomery. Let's go back to the phones, talk to our buddy Pete in L.A. How you been, Pete?
What's going on, guys? Rhea, how you doing?
Morning.
I'm going to try to keep it together this morning, Rhea, because generally I don't. But I talked to Wechter. You guys are awesome. Thanks for making me happy. So let's get to brass tactics.
Love it.
Definitely Jordan Montgomery. But I took away from Dombrowski that it's not going to happen. Did you guys get that from the when he said
I did, but again, the Taiwan Walker injury, he said if healthy, that does change the landscape of things.
Okay.
But I do agree with you. I think hearing that and, you know, with them having turmoil here, I think they would prefer not to have to sign Jordan Montgomery. But, you know, we'll see how bad the Walker injury is.
I was at the Sixers game last afternoon yesterday. And I bet against them. They're minus 10, and they blew out the Clippers.
Like, oh, it was unbelievable. It was great. Yeah, what a Jekyll and Hyde team the Sixers team is, too.
It was just fun.
Shut the lights out.
I was in the speed with Kenyon Martin. KJ Martin, I guess Kenyon Martin's his dad, so we're in the CA suite. And my girlfriend's like, just keep it together. All I did, I shook his hand. How you doing? Pete Dempsey. Bye.
Nice. But, how about that? Okay. So we talked before about Jason Kelsey, another Cincinnati great, Kenyon Martin. There you go.
Fantastic. Yeah. I told him I was a Temple guy, obviously.
Yeah.
Real quick question. How come you don't play more fish on the thing? Are you going to the Sphere next month?
Yes, I am. No, I'm going to go in August, but I'm not going to the Sphere, no. But I play them every once in a while. I drop them in, you know, for the real ones, but people don't normally notice. These guys don't notice. But
no.
I play tweezer every once in a while. But other than that, I can't push it too hard, buddy. You know, I'm trying my best.
You're easing it in.
Yeah.
Pete, I don't know a single fish on.
So you've heard one. I play it up. I'll tell Wechter what to do. We'll play a fish on coming back that I play every once in a while.
Character zero.
Oh, there you go. Pete, good answer. It's not going to be character zero. That is a fish song, but we're going to play a different one. All right. We got one more segment to go. If you want to get in now and still have a chance to win the tickets to come to the Phillies game with us next Wednesday, we're all going to go to a game together, the whole show, with a bunch of listeners. This is your chance. Give us who or what does not get enough respect. One more segment to go, plus time zero is 9:45. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.